fist I lay my burden down. I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. Burden down.
Church. Good morning. Our scripture will be coming from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. That's 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. The elders which are among you I exhort, whom am I also, an elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I've read to you from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most importantly, the doers of his holy word. Amen.
you bow your head for a word of prayer. Dear Father, Lord, we come right now this morning. First of all, we want to recognize that you are in control of all things and everything, and you have allowed us to have life today, dear Father. Not only that, Lord, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, dear Father, that we might have a right to that tree of life, dear Father. And as we come this day that we've set aside to celebrate the past and first lady that you have given us here at New Bethlehem, we just want to say thank you right now, Lord. And since we are here, we want to just recognize them, dear Father, for the commitment they have made to you, dear Father, and your word, dear Father, and the commitment they have made here at New Bethlehem. And as we celebrate this second year of their anniversary, we just want to say thank you right now. We thank you for sending us a leader, dear Father, sending us a teacher, Lord, sending us a preacher, sending us a first lady, dear Father, who stands by his side. But most of all, we just want to thank you for sending us somebody who loves your people. And we want to take the time today to love them back. We can't thank you enough, dear Father. You have answered our prayers here at New Bethlehem, allowed us to go on, dear Father. We thank you for Pastor Walker, dear Father, for his tutorage, dear Father. And now you have continued to bless us, dear Father, beyond measure with your word. And we just want to thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for our guest preacher, dear Father. Watch over him, anoint him, Lord, and let us receive his word today, dear Father. Let this be a day of joy, a day of thanksgiving, dear Father, a day of recognizing, dear Father, and giving honor where honor is due, dear Father. We just want to let them know that we love them, we care for them, dear Father, and we appreciate them so much right now. And Lord, we thank you for the committee, dear Father, who put the program together. Lord, bless the chairpersons and co-chairpersons and each member right now. And Lord, we want to thank you for each person who's here physically, Lord, each one of those who are watching virtually right now, dear Father, as we come and lift up our pastor and first lady, dear Father, and just thank them for everything that they've done. These and other blessings we come asking in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, saints. It's just good to be here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. In reading the 159th Psalms, I came to the conclusion that it's an invitation to participation. Because it does say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. So that means that you, me, and everybody in here, we ought to be praising God because we all have breath this morning. Amen. Amen. So I want everybody to join in with me, and we're going to sing this song. Sing it like it might be your last time, because it might be. Amen. So without further ado, y'all join in with me, and we're going to sing this song. I'm so glad I'm saved. Come on, y'all. I'm so glad I'm saved. Jesus, sign me up. Jesus signed me up, and he changed my name, and he changed my name. I'm so glad I'm saved. Come on, y'all. I'm so glad I'm saved. 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 Jesus signed me up. Jesus signed me up. And he changed my name. And he changed my name. And I'm so blessed. I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm free. I'm so glad I'm free. I'm so glad I'm free. So glad I'm free. Jesus signed me up, and he changed my name. I'm so glad, I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm free, I'm so glad glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I got peace. Peace of God surpasses all understanding. I'm so glad I got peace. Jesus, sign me up. It'll change my name. I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad that I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm saved. Jesus, sign me up. 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 Did he sign you up? Did Jesus sign you up? Jesus, sign me up. And it changed my name. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm saved. Amen. We're going to bring our devotion to a close. We're going to turn over to the hands of the pulpit.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise this morning. How many glad they saved this morning? Ain't nothing like salvation. Nothing like it nowhere. Nothing like salvation. Amen. People worry about being in the land of the free in America, but you need to be saved. Amen. When you give your life to Christ, you have a freedom that nobody understands. And when you work for Him and you live for Him, you'll know what freedom is all about. Salvation, amen? We thank God for Jesus this morning. We come to worship Him this morning in spirit and in truth, amen? And we thank God for Him for just sparing our lives, just to be in the service just one more time, amen? It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning, amen? Although it's a little cool outside, Lord gave us some sunshine this morning. God is good to us all the time, amen? He's truly good to us. Not only are we here to worship, but we also here to celebrate our pastor's second pastoral anniversary, amen? I tell everybody, we don't have a good pastor at New Bethlehem. We have a great pastor, amen? The Lord is doing a lot through the life of Him, through His hands. He's blessing our church, and I thank God for Him. And just like Pastor Walker said, He ain't no devil. And we thank God for Jesus, amen? He's a good man of God. We thank God for you coming out this morning. We thank God for our deacons and our trustees for opening us up in devotion. We thank God for all of you who are here. And we thank God for those who are watching virtually this morning. Amen. This morning our scripture is coming from the book of 1 Corinthians. And we're going to be looking at verse 18. That's the book of 1 Corinthians. And we're going to be looking at verse 18. We ask that if you are here and you're able to stand, we ask that you stand in the reverence of God's holy word. And we ask that you continue to stand so that we can say our church mission statement together as well. And we're going to read our scripture this morning in unison. That's the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. And when you have it, please say amen. And it reads, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of His holy word. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission statement. We're going to say it all together. Let us begin. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission is to know all about Jesus Christ and understand fully what He accomplished for us on the cross. We also desire to make these things known in the Bessemer area and the world. We are a mission-minded, soul-winning church for Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for you this morning, and we thank God for your participation this morning. Amen. Right now, we're going to have our announcements, after which we're going to have our altar prayer by Reverend Mills.
Sunday, February 13th, in the year 2022 of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, Reverend McCoy, Pastor Howell, officiating ministries, members, and visitors, good morning. A thank you card was received from Brother Eric Hill, Sister Linda Davis, Sister Elizabeth Todd Steele, Sister Sheila Walker, and from St. Jude Children's Hospital. Deepest sympathy to the family of Sister Vilma Turner and family in her homegoing. The homegoing celebration has already taken place. Deepest sympathy to the family of Sister Liberta Hatcher in her homegoing. Arrangements are incomplete at this time. On our hospital list, we have Brother Nathan Logan III and Brother Wayne Pratt. On our prayer list, we have Reverend Fletcher Lawson, Brother Alfonso Lewis, Brother George Thompson, Sister Takesha Bowie, Brother C. Herbert Kidd, Brother J.T. Henley, Sister Patricia Witherspoon, Sister Dorothy Fancher, Sister Amelia Bruce, Brother Lyndon McCray, Sister Helen Johnson, Brother Dwayne Smith, Reverend Edward May, Sister Patricia Lewis, Brother Jack Blanks, Sister Jacqueline Payne, Sister Ella Rogers, Brother Ernest Samuels, Sister Bertha Williams, Brother Robert Dowdley, Sister Bertha McLean, Sister Edna Quillman, Sister Kellen Fisher, Sister Classy Evans, Sister Louise Blackman, Sister Donna Mitchell, Sister Louise Broom, Brother Tommy Bland, and Sister Gloria Moman. Announcements. The first semester's honor roll report card is due by tomorrow. Department heads, when your department's weekly ministry meetings resume at the Family Life Center, please contact the office a week in advance so we may be aware. We will now have an announcement from the floor from Sister Sharon Vincent and Sister Brenda Foy, after which we will have a short Black History presentation, and you will be in the hands of the Welcome Ministry.
Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, and to our messenger for today, Reverend Dr. Howell, to other ministers, to New Bethlehem, family and friends. Good morning.
Good morning.
We are here for a special occasion. It is to celebrate our second anniversary for our second greatest pastor in the world, Reverend T. Jefferson Rogers, and his beautiful wife, Sister Lady Rogers. It has been prayed about, it has been spoken about, that Reverend Rogers is a great pastor. I've learned that he visits the sick, he calls to check on us. We had a tragedy in our family, and he was there before Joe and I arrived. So he shows up to see about his people. But what a lot of people don't understand and don't see, in order for him to be able to do those things, he has to have a great, anointed, saved wife standing beside him. Lady Rogers, give up her time. life, her freedom, her marriage, her family, to ensure that he is a great pastor. She is a great teacher. She is a comforter. She is an encourager. So God has blessed us tremendously through this pair. And today we want to honor and bless them for allowing God to call and use them in his service. Today, we won't have a formal program because of the COVID pandemic, but we will follow our normal order of service. And once the message has been preached, we will come back and we will begin presentations then. And Sister Thelma Robinson will lead you through that. But at this time, we just want to start off by showing Reverend and Lady Rogers how much the committee loves you. And so we have a special presentation by Sister Brenda Ford.
Pastor Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, Youth Director Shirley Craig Evans, and Minister McCoy, and my parents, Minister Derry Redwine, good morning.
Good morning.
In February of 2020, just 2 years ago, everything was normal. And when I say normal, I was thinking about my upcoming birthday plans and where I was going to have my birthday party. I was riding the bus to school, getting my hair done, going to cheer practice and games, and enjoying my life as a teenager. Then, in March of 2020, life as I knew it came to a drastic halt due to COVID-19. We wore masks and were forced to stay inside until a vaccine was developed in late 2020. A vaccine is a simple, safe, and effective way of protecting you against harmful diseases before you come in contact with them. Did you know that the first person to develop a vaccine was a black man? Edward Jenner conceived the idea of a smallpox vaccine based on the cowpox virus, smallpox that was going through New England and other American colonies. In Massachusetts, colonists saw smallpox arrive with cargo ships to Boston over and over again. There was not much the authorities could do beyond imposing quarantines and treating the sick. This changed in 1721 thanks to the wisdom passed on from Onesimus, an African slaveholder, to Cotton Mather, an influential minister in Boston. Mather had bought Onesimus in 1706 and came to converse with him and learn more about Onesimus's past. When Mather asked Onesimus if he had ever had smallpox back in Africa, Onesimus described the practice of variolation and to prevent smallpox epidemics. Vaccination consisted of first taking infectious material, like pus, from the blisters of smallpox patients. A healthy person then received the material through a cut in the skin in a controlled manner and under the supervision of a physician. This was done so that the smallpox symptoms would be milder but still confer some sort of immunity in the Negro's thinking. Oh, sorry. In the future. Of course, the procedure was not without risk. People still developed severe symptoms and some even died from the smallpox via vaccination. But those who died were in much smaller proportion to those who acquired it naturally from another person. After hearing Onesimus' story, Cotton Mather began to research the practice of vaccination. He found that it was practiced in many parts of the world, not just in Africa. Or as he recorded in his diary, the new method used by the Africans to prevent and get rid of the dangers of the smallpox and save lives. Places like China and Turkey had their own versions of vaccination based on the same principle of exposing a person under controlled circumstances, rather allowing them to contract it naturally. The practice was so effective in conferring immunity that African slaves sold in Massachusetts at the time were deemed to be more valuable if they bore the scar of vaccination. As word spread of the new medicine, the people of Boston were terrified and angry. Their rage came from many sources. Fear that inoculation might spread smallpox further. Knowledge that the bubonic plague was on the rise in France, and a righteous fury that it was immoral to tamper with God's judgment in this way. There was racial tone to the response as well, as they rebelled against an idea that it was not only foreign, but Africa. One doctor attacked Mothra for his Negroish thinking. Some of Mothra's opponents compared inoculation to what we now call terrorism, as if a man should willfully throw a bomb into a town. Indeed, one local terrorist did exactly that, throw a bomb through Mothra's window. In 1721, half of Boston's residents were infected with smallpox, about 11,000 people. Zabidel Bollieston, a physician who believed Cotton Mather and Onesimus inoculated his own son and a slave in his possession. The result was that 1 in 40 people inoculated by Dr. Bollieston died from smallpox. And those who acquired it naturally, 1 in 7 died. Which means that the people who acquired the disease naturally were almost 6 times more likely to die than those who acquired it by the vaccination. At the end of the epidemic, 14% of the population of Boston was dead. Based on this experiment with the vaccination, the practice became more accepted in the colonies facing smallpox epidemics. By 1796, the vaccine based on cowpox would be developed by Edward Jenner. By the mid-1800s, vaccination was discontinued in favor of immunization, with the cowpox as immunization was safer and more effective than vaccination. Onesimus would go on to partially purchase his freedom, but still remaining in the service of Cotton Mather. His contribution to the understanding of the smallpox and vaccination to prevent disease still lives today. Thank you.
Good morning. First, let me acknowledge Brother Donnie Goodman. Are you here? Where? Okay, stand up, please, sir. New Bethlehem, we want to congratulate Brother Donnie Goodman on completing his orientation, new member orientation class with Pastor Ron. I'll get this to you. I promise I'll bring it. Visitors, all visitors, all. You mean it? Oh, thank you, brave sir. Would y'all please stand? Thank you. You may be seated. Pastor Rogers and Lady Rogers and the New Bethlehem family want to thank you for worshiping with us today. Always come back. You're welcome. New Bethlehem, let's show some love.
Let us pray. O God, our Heavenly Father, so again, O God, we come to you according to your word. We come, O God, when you said men should always pray and not faint. O Heavenly Father, we come right now to acknowledge you as the only true and living God. Realize, God, that you're the God of heaven and earth. Realize, God, that you are the creator of man and beast. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come right now to just say thank you. Thank you, O God, for our down sitting. Thank you, O God, for preserving us from all evil, preserving our souls. Thank you, O God, for protecting us from evildoers. Oh, Heavenly Father, we live in a mean and evil world. But we thank you, God, that we have refuge in you, O God. We thank you, God, for the safety that you provide for us. Thank you, O God, for the angels you encamped all around us by day and by night. Then, God, you touched us with a finger of your love, and you gave us life, health, and strength. Then, God, you gave us a mind to come to the house of worship, the place of prayer, the place of praise. Help us, O God, to serve you in spirit and in truth. Help us, God, to lay aside any distractions, anything that would cause us not to worship you. Help us, God, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Help us, God, to realize that you have done great things, and that we ought to be shouting, we ought to be praising, we ought to be magnifying your holy name. Oh God, we thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. We thank you, God, for being better to us than we have been to ourselves. Then, God, we thank you for this day. For this is the day you have made, a day to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, O God, for our pastor. Thank you, God, for Pastor Rogers. Thank you, God, for his servanthood. Thank you, God, for his commitment. Thank you, God, for his dedication. Thank you, God, for his preaching. Thank you, God, for his teaching. Thank you, God, for going about looking at the needs of the people. We thank you, God, for the sacrifice he makes daily. And we pray, oh God, that you will continue to keep and strengthen him. Help him, God, to do what he needs to do for the new Bethlehem Baptist Church. Then, God, we thank you for the new Bethlehem Baptist Church taking the time out to show him and his family love and support. We thank you, God, for the gifts. We thank you, God, for all they're doing to show him love, that he's appreciated. Oh, God, we thank you for all you're doing in our life today. For if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? We just thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen.
already ran all of my burdens, problems. If I have a question, oh, let me know. Yes, I put it on.
Yes, I put it on. Yes, I put it on. Now we will be favored with a presentation from Pastor's daughter.
Somebody tell me that you are beautiful. Chevrolet still has one of the best price selections of trucks in this.
We are blessed of the Lord to be here and to experience firsthand such a wonderful feeling in our heart. I want to talk from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. Let us hear now the reading of the Holy Scripture. When you will have found it, you'll see that this is how the 18th verse of chapter 1, 1 Corinthians, reads like this. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I won't talk about the cross, salvation, and power.
All right.
Man. Your pastor, we honor you today. To you, your wife, the Rogers family, and two pastor emeritus, a delightful soul. And to the officers of this church and all these preach brothers, God bless all of you. I'm thankful for the presence of Sister Linda Howell, who is here in support of her husband. Of 50 years. I would be considerably older if I were not counting the years backwards now. Every year I just take off. And so that makes me 60 some odd years.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
This is a wonderful place. And in the earlier preaching, I don't know how I said it, but I meant to say, let's get country. Because it became evident to me that some of y'all don't feel we in the country. Hey y'all, we down here in Alabama. In the country. But we have been blessed. Now, somebody said, Pastor was talking about, you know, what all I might be able to do preaching wise. And I told him, I said, Pastor, come on now, don't put it up so, you know, high I can't reach it. But you know what? You all are such a wonderful worshiping church. I really do. I want to get animated. I hope y'all can pray me up there. But it's good to be here. This is Pastor Rogers' second year. You all are to be commended in your choice of him. And you all are to be commended for it is evident to me y'all believe in longevity.
Hallelujah.
This wonderful pastor that we had before Rem Rogers came, and been here a long time. And of course, you know, in the interest of fairness, since he's been here a long time, and y'all want to be fair, you got to let him stay a long time.
And that's our prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, before I, get off into this sermon, for those who might have been expecting me to say something very profound to the Pastor Rogers,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I came up with something. And this is what I want to say to you. Preach on. Now I want to talk about the cross, salvation, and power. The Bible teaches us that we are to glory in the cross. Dr. William J. Shaw preached a sermon on how we are to linger at the foot of the cross. And how that the cross must mean more to us than a good way to end the sermon. The cross is at the center of Christian theology. And for a good reason. There, Jesus, our Savior, shed his blood for the remission of our sin. And by faith, applying his atoning sacrifice to ourselves,
All right.
We are saved. We are rescued from endless death.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The people that's not saved, they go to sleep dying. They wake up dying. All day long. They are dying. Because they are not
saved.
Now, our selected text is a powerful teaching text. And lifts up for us to see the cross as the highest expression of God's love for us.
That's right.
Further, the text says to us, the cross is to be preached to the perishing world.
That's right.
What is preaching? Why do we have to have preaching? God has chosen preaching as the means of salvation and power.
That's right. Yes, sir. Preaching.
Pulpit preaching is the idea that believers must come to hear the word of God preached.
That's right.
And by so doing, they increase in faith and empowered by the profound message of healing and deliverance and character building. Don't tell me you don't know. We need some building up in our character.
Amen.
You're right.
These are things that you should want for yourself.
God, He wants some good stuff for us.
Yeah.
And we ought to want for ourselves what God wants for us. God wants us to be healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you ought to want to be healed yourself.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Now, I just throw this in parenthetically. Stop praying for your lungs if you are still smoking. Because if you want him to heal your lungs, you're going to have to stop.
Is that right?
Y'all ain't helping me.
That's right.
You're going to have to stop smoking.
Yes, sir.
First, and you don't really want me to expand on that line of thought. Like if you want your home life to improve, you're going to have to knock out the spousal abuse.
That's right. Yes, we with you.
Look, this verse, you all probably picked up on by now that I usually just work with one verse. And this verse invites us to learn. I say you come to church for two basic reason. Of course, you can add your third and fourth reason if you want to. But you come to worship and to learn. Now, we've had some good worship. And now I'm up here.
That's right.
It's time to learn.
Amen.
So the first thing we see in the text, we live in a perishing world.
Amen.
Don't tell me you have noticed that our world is perishing. As in the days of old, serpents are biting the people. And these serpent bites is causing disease of the mind and body.
All right.
Sick minds and bodies. Everybody seemed to be afflicted. Take a hard look at our world.
That's right.
It's nothing nice to look at. Besides disease, you have depletion of natural resources. Sinfulness too great to be measured.
That's right.
Crumbling infrastructure.
Yeah.
Fewer and fewer healthy people. More and more sick people. Gun violence. Home and family destruction, and nobody seems to care. Failing institutions. The home, the church, the school, and even our democracy is up for grabs.
Don't come on now.
Don't tell me you haven't noticed that our world is perishing. Don't tell me you have noticed that there is a missing spirituality even when we come to church.
That's right. That's right.
Some people come every Sunday and don't feel nothing. Come every Sunday. We haven't seen any expression from you. There's a missing spirituality.
Yes, sir.
We live in a perishing world. Not just in America, but globally. Everywhere these same things are happening.
Yes, sir.
I asked you, what has God done that he is to be driven out of the public spaces? Why do we make common what was meant to be intimate? Y'all ain't having me now.
Go ahead, sir.
You haven't noticed that pain and misery follows drug and alcohol addiction? What is wrong with honest labor? Why are you trying to steal and get it? Why don't you just get a job, work for it, and it'll be yours, and it won't be no warrants? Our world is perishing. Brother Deacon, did I make that one? That the world is perishing? The relevant question now is, what will become of you? What will become of me? You have to think about that.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ is your only hope.
Yes, sir.
It's true, and I'm not gonna bad guy. Jesus Christ is our only hope. Have you faith in it?
Yes, sir.
Are you living for it? Do you know it? Do you love him? Our world is perishing. Jesus Christ is our only hope. Do you know
him?
Why don't you draw closer to him? He's our only hope. And see, here's what's going on in the broader society. We're talking about psychiatry, and we're talking about counseling, and we're talking about all of this stuff. But somebody needs to tell them. Jesus Christ, he is the answer. You don't need all of that. You ought to call on him. And listen, I'm telling you, there's some witnesses in here. I see some over here, some over there. If you call him, didn't he come see about you?
Yes, sir.
Let me go to the second part of this.
Yes, sir.
The second part is somewhat longer than the first, but the second thing is the cross of Jesus Christ is not foolishness. Are y'all looking at this?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. You got that phone? Use it.
Yes,
That's right.
Yeah, pull it up. The cross of Jesus Christ is not foolish.
No. That's right.
Hallelujah. Jesus Christ died on the cross.
Well,
that the world should not perish, but that the world might have life.
Yeah, yeah.
The cross is not foolishness.
Amen.
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
And stand at the foot of the cross.
Mm.
And take in all that is represented there.
Mm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's look at the cross in a three-dimensional way. Before, during, and after.
Mm.
Let's look at the events leading up and the actual nailing to the cross and the events after the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus volunteers to go to the cross as a lamb slain from the foundation of the world, with full knowledge of the lashings and the crown of thorns and the bleeding back and the swollen lips and the bloodshot eye and the spear in his side and the nail. Jesus volunteered himself. Is that foolishness? Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey, and the people wave palm branches and their garments down before him and praise him loudly.
Yeah.
Is that foolish?
No, sir.
The Last Supper. Jesus took bread and broke it and poured a cup to show forth his broken body and his shed blood and supped together the last time. Is that foolishness? Then Jesus came into the Garden of Gethsemane, and there he poured out his soul to God and yielded himself totally to the will of God. Is that foolishness? Evil men came to arrest him, and his disciples forsook him. And from one judgment hall to another, they took him until at last he was sentenced to death. Is that foolishness? Then came the nailing of his hands and the lifting him up between thieves. His last words, "Father, forgive them. You will be with me in paradise. I am forsaken. Take care of my mother. I'm thirsty. It is finished. Father, into your hand I commend my spirit." This is serious. All of this is serious. None of this is foolishness. After the event of Jesus' death on Calvary, the earthquake, the temple veil rent, the open confession of the centurion, and thousands more have come to the same conviction. Surely, surely, the Son of God Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ is not foolishness. I got quit now. We did what we could. We got stopped. The last thing I want to emphasize to you, this is kind of what I want you to take with you as you go. Where there is faith, there is power. Put your faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Don't be an unbeliever.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Put your faith
in
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says all who believe on him shall be saved.
Yes, sir.
And all who refuse faith in him shall be damned. If you repent of your sin and be baptized, the angels in heaven shall rejoice. And where there is faith, there is power. God has made the way for sinful men to be saved. God offers to every believer eternal life. God will accept all who come to him. God will turn none away that comes to him. God will not turn you away. Ain't that good news? God will not turn you away. Don't that make you feel like traveling on? Because God will not turn you away. I got to close now, but I'm so glad that I found the Lord Jesus in time. And he will not turn you away. His hand is outstretched to you. Take his hand. His heart is open to you. Accept his love. His door stands ajar. Just anytime. You can come to Jesus just any time. His light was poured out for you. Choose to live. I heard him say, I set before you life and death. Choose life and live. His love is an everlasting love. Trust and obey. There's no other way but to trust and obey. I'm gonna tell you that it's been a long time, but I know I've been changed. It's been a long time, but my trust is in the Lord. He never has have let me down. Ever since that Thursday night in a little church, Shady Grove, Missionary Baptist Church, Myrtle, Mississippi. And I was seated on the Mona's bench, and William Talbot and Curtis Gilbert was on the Mona's bench with me, and the old preacher Andrew Horton preached that night from the 23rd Psalms, and over in his message he looked down and said, "Can you trust him?" I got up and went forward. I thought to myself, Mama trusted him, Granddaddy trusted him, and now I will trust in the Lord. The Lord will fight my battle. The Lord will hold me. The Lord will make a way. And ever since then, my trust has been in the Lord. It's all right to trust in the Lord. And I tell you this, I made up my mind. There is the song that says, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Let me tell this new crowd, no cross, you don't get no crown. If you want a crown, you got to cling to the old rugged cross. I got to quit, but one thing I do, I cherish my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it anybody here? Do you cherish your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Early in the morning, I have to talk to him. Ain't God all right? Won't he make a way for you? Just a little talk with Jesus, make it all right. All day long, I ask the Lord, hold my hand, hold my hand, guide my mind. Ain't God all right? I ought to have some witnesses here. You ought to cherish your relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how I'd make it if it were not for the Lord on my side. I don't know what I would do if the Lord didn't hold my hand. I think I've been down here too long. I'm going to go back up there. But whether I'm down here or up there, I just want to tell you, he's all right. He's all right. He's all right. Jesus, he's all right. And I'm going to my seat. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. There's power in the name. Salvation in the name. Healing in the name. If you don't mind, why don't you just help me close out this sermon. Turn to somebody near you and tell them, power, power.
in the name of Jesus. Turn to the one on the other side and tell them salvation, salvation. Oh, 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 he saved me. Ain't all right. Say it, say it, say it. Praise him, praise him, praise him for your salvation. Praise him. So glad I know him. So glad I know him, I know him. So glad I know him. So glad, so glad. Well, I done got happy now. And I done run out of words to say. And whenever I run out of words to say, I have two choices. I can moan or I can holler. And he's been too good to me for my head to be down and for me to be mourning. So all I can do now is just holler, because he's been good to me. He has brought me a long way, and I'm gonna holler now. Yeah, yeah. Wait a minute, wait a minute. I heard somebody think within themselves, it don't take all of that. You don't know what the Lord have done for me. You don't know. You wonder. You don't know what the Lord have done for me. And I need to tell you this, before you knock it, why don't you try it? He gave you a voice. I want you to use it now. Get your best holler, because the Lord is going to bless you real good. Go on. Get out of yourself. Let your hair down. Come out of your comfort zone and holler. Oh, 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 oh.
The cross, salvation and power. The cross, amen. Reverend Dr. James Howell, amen. The cross, salvation and power, amen. The doors of the church are open. Boy, I tell you, the doors of the church are open. If you are here today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to come down. There is no other name given. No other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved, the name of Jesus. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you ought to give your life to Him. It's a good day to give your life to the Lord today. Sometimes we sit there and we just say, well, I'll wait till next Sunday. Or I'll just wait till I just feel the Spirit, or I feel it moving. But we don't even know if we're going to be here the next Sunday. So if you don't know Him as your personal Lord and Savior, just like Dr. Howell said, he said, we are saved and we are rescued from our sins. The only way you can be saved and rescued from your sin, you have to give your life to Jesus. You have to do it yourself. Mama can't do it for you. Daddy can't do it for you. Granddaddy can't do it for you. Grandma can't do it for you. Pastor can't do it for you. You have to give your life to Him yourself. And if you are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you to come down. Don't let the devil have you scared or embarrassed. We all had to give our life to Him. We all had to do it. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for His message. We thank God for the encouragement. And not only that, if you are here, you might be between churches. You might not have a church home. We have a great pastor here. You can join this church so you can be up under a covering. We're not in the business of just trying to get more members, but you need a covering. The Word of God says that the only way we can heal, we got to heal through a preacher. And the only way that the preacher can preach is if he's been sent by God. And we have one here that has been sent by the Lord. So if you don't have a pastor where you can have a covering, you can come join this church. And not only that, if you have backslidden and you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord, you can do so. We all mess up. We all make mistakes. But our God is a forgiving God. And He loves us no matter what we do or what we go through. And you can rededicate yourself to Him. Would that be one today who want to get their life to Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. Thank you. Welcome, committee. Thank you. We thank God for Dr. James Howell from Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, Faulkner, Mississippi. We thank God for him and his family coming to share with us on today. Amen. At this time, this portion of the service will be turned over to our pastoral committee.
Reverend and Sister Walker, Dr. Howard, other ministers of the gospel, our sisters, members, friends, good afternoon. I am Sister Thelma Robinson. I am here to do the presentation. We will start off with Deacon Alfonso McLean, followed by Brother and Sister Alpha Mim. Both will be presentations on behalf of the entire church, and I'll be back.
Amen.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
For all he's done. Let's give Jesus a hand.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for Jesus. To our guest speaker, Reverend Howell, and Pastor Mary, Reverend Walker, associate ministers, and to our beloved honorees, Reverend Dr. Thomas Rogers and Sister Tiferius Rogers. Good evening. Yes, sir. Didn't we have a time today? The Lord is just good. Yes, Lord. Now, I tell you, now we get that every Sunday. Right here. Every Sunday. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God for Reverend Rogers, Sister Rogers, and his entire family. The Lord is just so good to us.
Amen.
2 years have rolled around.
Amen.
Time goes so fast now, doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Amen.
But the Lord is still good.
Amen.
He brought us through this pandemic down to this appointed time.
Amen.
And we thank God for Jesus.
Amen.
We thank God for each of you. I'm not going to hold you long. Just for a few minutes, I'd like for each and every member of New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church to stand. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stand there for a few minutes. Not long. Just like to say, on behalf of New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, we would like to make this presentation to our pastor, Reverend Thomas Jefferson Rogers and Sister Rogers. We love you. God bless you. And this is for you right here. Yes, sir. We thank God for, we love it, the entire family. Reverend be here every Sunday, all during the week, preaching Jesus, teaching Jesus. We thank God for our pastor and his family. Thank you.
Amen.
Now I'm back. If we have anyone else that would like to make a presentation, you can do so at this time. But due to COVID, we ask that you do not speak. Just make your presentations, please. Okay, last but not least, Brother and Sister Charles Kidd will come and make their presentation on behalf of the Anniversary Committee. After that, then we will have closing remarks by Brother and Brother DeQuitt and Sister Vincent.
We would like to thank everyone for coming and to celebrate our pastor and our first lady's, our only lady anniversary. To all the pastors on the pulpit, protocol has already been established. Giving honor and all to God, who is in the head of our life. We are so excited and also so nervous just to be able to say thank you, pastor. Thank you, our only lady. Thank you for loving us the way you have. Thank you for ministering Christ and Him crucified. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you just for being the love of God that God has sent us. You love us so much and we love you back. And we just want it from our committee. We have had such an awesome time and celebrating, excited like little children in a candy store. We have been so excited about this committee and it's from our heart. It's from our heart. We just want to tell we love you and we thank you. Pastor, you got a diamond in the rough, I tell you. You got a diamond in the rough. She is beautiful, and I'm going to present this to her from our entire committee, and that you receive it in Jesus' name.
Good afternoon, New Bethlehem. We are so blessed. We are blessed. The thing, a man after God's own heart. We are blessed. We are so blessed to have this pastor, preacher, teacher, a God-fearing man. We are blessed. And I'd like to say to Pastor Rogers, we love you, and I want to present this to you from the committee, the anniversary committee, and whoever have a problem with the scent, you have a problem with the sender. Yes. And before I go to my seat, I would just like to say a couple of big words about how I'm feeling right now. I'm elephant happy and hippopotamus proud to present to you, Pastor Rogers, from the Anniversary Committee.
Amen. Protocol has been established. We're Flotty and DeWitt Vincent, co-chairs of the Anniversary Committee. We, the Anniversary Committee, would like to thank our guest speaker, Reverend Dr. James Howell, for a powerful
beautiful message on the cross. You know, I had an opportunity to meet him earlier in the Life Center, and I could tell for that short time that he's a loving, kind, special person. And not only that, he got a great sense of humor. Also, we would like to thank our anniversary committee for making this event a success. As I call your name, please stand. Deacon and Sister Douglas Vincent, for organizing and making sure everything was done and in order. Other members, please stand. Brother and Sister Stanley Bland. Brother and Sister Hillard Bibbs. Sister Brenda Foy. Please remain standing. Sister Brenda Foy, for making the Custodges. Brother and Sister Charles Kidd and daughter, for making the bows. Brother and Sister Alfred Miles. Sister Thelma Robinson, and Brother and Sister Desmond Wilson. And also, we would like to thank all of our guests, including our New Bethlehem Baptist Church family, for helping us make this event a great success. Now, to our pastor. I just want to be real for 1 minute. Is that okay with everybody? Because Pastor Emeritus Walker always tells us, let's be real. So, and it's something that Pastor Rogers said last week. He said, sometimes, you know, he don't feel good. Sometimes he don't want to come to church. He don't feel good. And one thing that I thought about that, and I said, you know, with us, we call our jobs when we don't feel good. We call in sick. I'm not coming in today. But see, Pastor can't do that. Who is he going to call? Hey, God, I don't feel good today. You know, I ain't coming in. See, he can't do that. I'm quite sure Sister Roger said, babe, you got to get up. You got to get going. So I just want to say, see, and he's human like us. So, but he has to do a job that he was called to do. And he's definitely a person who was sent. He was sent by God. And I'm so thankful that we have Pastor Rogers. And like Sister Vincent said earlier, you know, we were praying so hard. We wanted another Emeritus Walker. We wanted another Pastor Walker because he really spoiled us. He was that person who was always there when you were sick, you know. And Pastor Walker got a great sense of humor. He keeps you laughing. And he was there for our family, you know. So, and I'm so thankful, like Sister Vincent said, we got a smaller version of Pastor Walker. So, and we're so thankful. Lastly, now to our pastor and Sister Thomas Jefferson Rogers Jr., we would like to thank both of you for working to make this church a house of prayer, a house of healing, and above all, a house of God. Thank you so much.
I think my wife and I already said everything, but Sharon don't want me to say nothing, but I'm trying to see what I'm supposed to say right about now. Let me see.
He has nothing to say.
Let me. Okay, I'm going to turn over to the pulpit. Thank you.
Thank you again, Pastor. Thank you, Church. Thank you for your extraordinary kindness and hospitality. Thank you. This guy up here just said for me to, you know, like close it out in my own way. So I'm gonna try to do that. Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say,
amen.
Let the church say. Let the church say. Let the church say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all sit back down. Hey. 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 We're in the hands of Pastor Walker. What am I supposed to do? I'm just kidding, though. We're asking the preacher and the pastor, associate, to go pick up the brain. I'll go get my wife and myself. We'll go get the pastor brain up and y'all stand, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. I stand before you today, first of all, giving honor to God for Him choosing me to be a vessel in this capacity. I'm so grateful to Him for allowing me to serve as the first lady, the only lady of New Bethlehem Baptist Church. I'm so grateful. I want to say thank you to my family, my children. They're in the back. Titus and Taylor and Trinity are here. I see my niece, my great niece, my mother-in-law, our aunts, cousins are here today. And to all the ministers' wives, will you please stand? Ministers' wives, pastors' wives, I thank you so much for taking time out to be here with us today. Thank you. To all of the pastors, thank you all for coming out, just taking out of time out of your schedules today to be here. Thank you, Mother Walker, for always having my back and my side. She has so much wisdom, and I just thank God for her. I can call her whenever I need her. She's just always here to support, and I just really thank God for her. Thank God for my husband, my wonderful husband, whom I love so much. I just thank God for him and for him continuing to do as God has led him. Thank him for being a wonderful husband. He's my pastor, a wonderful father to my children. And I'm just grateful. And last but not least, to my church family, I want to say I thank God for you. You all have such a great big heart. I thank God for every one of you, everyone who's watching, everyone who was here this morning, everyone who's here now, from the janitor to the culinary committee, the committee who put on the program today. It took time and effort, and I thank you all from the bottom of my heart, and I want to say that I love you all. Thank you again.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Bless God again for my lady. Earlier, Dr. Howell said that his wife was here in support of him. And I have y'all know that I have one in support of me. Thank God for what he has done and what he is doing. God is grace giving.
Yes.
And I'm grateful.
Yes, Lord.
It is a song written by Hezekiah Walker that encapsulates my gratitude to God for allowing me this privilege of serving as pastor of New Bethlehem Baptist Church. The song says, I'm grateful for the things you've done. I'm grateful for the victories we've won. I could go on and on and on about your works. I'm grateful to praise you, Lord. Flowing from my heart are the issues of my heart is gratefulness. I'm thankful for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my lovely wife, Tiberius Latasha Mobley Rogers, our children, Tyler, Taylor, Titus, and Trinity, my mother, Ella Mae Rogers, my aunt, Geneva Rogers, cousin, Doris, niece, and niece, Deanna and Kimmy, and to my family, the Dickersons who were here earlier, and to my extended family, fellow clergy, the city of Bessemer, and for you, New Bethlehem, for your love, your kindness, support, encouragement, and prayers. New Bethlehem, you are indeed a great church, a church with a big heart, with a submitted spirit unto God, and with a spirit of fellowship to your pastor. God is using us together, and we pray that he will continue to use us together to reach the unsaved with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I do not deny the trouble and toughness of our time. Although our time is tough and troublesome, it is filled with unremitting opportunities for us to minister God's word to the neighborhoods and nations. Let us continue to give ourselves to the word of God as we do the work of God. I would like to thank the Appreciation Committee and church family for your wonderful, winsome, and warm day of appreciation. Appreciation Committee members are Deacon and Deaconess Vincent, Brother and Sister Stanley Bland, Brother and Sister Desmond Wilson, Sister Brenda Fowle, Sister Thelma Robinson, Brother and Sister Alfred Miles, Brother and Sister Hillard Bibbs, and Brother and Sister Charles Kidd. I would like to thank the culinary ministry for providing food for us in between services and after this service. Thank God for the deacons, officers of this church, ask that you stand, and trustees. Associate ministers, and certainly Pastor Emeritus Walker. Come on, bless God for him. Amen. Mother Walker. Amen. What beautiful spirit you are. Thank you. I would like to also thank Reverend Dr. James Howell for sharing with us the Word of God. Pastor Austin, friend and brother, thank God for him. Thank God for all of you. I want to remind us of our focus, our theme this year, as we plow forward, that we continue to reach up, reach in, and reach out for the glory of God. Thank you much. Love you to life.
Go in peace and God be with you. Amen.